And that would be the...
I don't know if I can.
It's a tough one. I know.
This is the debut.
Oh, total debut of Country Mike.
We've had Robot Grego.
No, yeah. I understand this was up for the emergency break of the week and didn't get it.
Country Mike was?
Yeah, that's
really
what I hear.
What are they doing with our audio?
I don't know, but I understand it was up, and I thought I had a winner here, but I didn't.
All right, I haven't heard this since the inception of Country Mike, so I'm dying to hear it again. Well, I don't know what you and I were talking about, but you said something, and I immediately looked at Danny.
We were talking about the Rangers.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
I looked at Danny, and he looked at me like, what the hell just happened?
First, though, a little bit more Rangers talk, and we'll see if we can't squeeze in a call or two toward the end of this. Because there was some news of note that happened off the field surrounding the Rangers. In fact, we just got a dispatch that Ian Kinsler and Zach Greinke have been chosen as co-players of the week in the American League. You know what Kins did? His big night of the cycle the other night has just continued on. The guy is just on fire right now. And Greinke, Saturday night, what can you say?
You sounded real country just now.
He's just on fire right now.
Yeah, mark that. We'll visit that tomorrow.
He's just on fire right now.
He's just on fire right now.
All right.
I think what happened was one of my alts showed up.
On fire. And you continued with Greinke. It was on fire right now, Greinke.
Yeah, the way he says Greinke, he's on fire right now, Greinke.
Listen to it, the short part.
His big night of the cycle the other night has just continued on. The guy is just on fire right now, and Greinke, Saturday night.
He's on fire right now. Old Greinke.
It's real subtle, and it's not as bad going back and listening to it as it was when it happened live, but it's still funny.
It's pretty bad, man. The Greinke.
Greinke.
How would you normally say Greinke? Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke.
And Greinke, now this.
The guy is just on fire right now, and Greinke.
Greinke. He's on fire right now.
Well, what can I tell you?
It was funny.
I reverted back to my Oak Cliff white trash roots.
Greinke.
I didn't notice it. I did not notice it at the time.
I know you didn't.
Oh, Greinke.
You sound like a prospector.
You do. Look out over them hills.
On fire right now. Ooh, Greinke.
The guy is just on fire right now, and Greinke, Saturday night, what can you say?
Good job.
I'm sorry. I won't ever do that
again. No, I like Country Mike.
I do too.
Slipping in there to Country Mike. Okay, we got a guy on the phone not too long ago, and we were all on the air. This is very obvious. All of our microphones are open. And it's not so much to me that this guy's laugh was really funny. It's the fact that we all thought it was hilarious at the same time and responded in unison with our own laughter. But it is pretty crazy. Is this a guy from Southlake?
Yes.
Okay, here's Southlake man with funny laugh.
Try this guy. Line three.
Hi
there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to let you guys know that she is married.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's married.
Okay, it says that neither one of them are in the police report.
Yeah.
No, oh, you know what this means? The two are listed as not married.
To
meaning,
one another.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. But she was married. She was actually my team leadership teacher in, like, 01. I have siblings and stuff that go there, but...
Did she bite down on the carrot?
As soon as the cop knocked on the window, you know, it was over.
Oh, boy. All right.
Hang on. We made him laugh some more after that,
yeah.
Didn't we?
All right.
And Yvonne is not hot. She is beat up.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Let's leave the woman alone. But, okay, so she is married.
Well, this guy's laugh.
That changes it a little bit. Thank you for your courage,
keep him on the line and make him laugh.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a good
Where are you going?
I'm at Chick-fil-A right now.
Really?
Listen to this. Tell me you think this is funny.
Nice.
Bye.
He's got the blue.
I love his first left. I love our response because
we're just like
in perfect,
we were froze
in perfect unison.
I'm
One thing.
I love the. Nice. That's been one of my favorite things about listening to the Hardline for 15 years, is the show's general appreciation for the goofy laugh.
Oh God!
And we've gotten.
We have the best collection of laughter.
And we've gotten really good at knowing when we're about to get a good one and suppressing our own.
Yes.
Yeah. I always push back a little bit. You know, like, yeah. Lay back.
Oh.
All right, let's get into what happened on Channel 8 the other night. The quality of this audio sucks. It came over the phone. I had my wife just a second ago hold the phone up to the speaker.
Hey, now.
Because it's not really sexual at all. No, it's a phone and a speaker.
Thinking of your wife, that's all.
Again,
sorry.
She's 38 months pregnant.
Exactly.
Mm. Something like that.
Right. So this is
that's
phone
why
they quality.
Have preggers.
Phone quality audio. And, you know, the guy can drive everybody absolutely bonkers, and you may not think too highly of him, but there's something about Dale Hansen and the way that he interacts with the rest of his Channel 8 cohorts that I find pretty funny, especially he and Delkus going back at it. If you ever watch Channel 8 News, they do a pretty good number on each other, and it's just who can get the better of the other on a daily basis. So, and he also shocks Gloria quite a bit because, you know, Gloria is kind of the rock of that show, mm-hmm. and John McKay, and so mm-hmm. when Dale has these crazy, wild one-liners, it's always funny to see how those two try to interact and try to suppress him. So this is at the end of the newscast two nights ago, and I think this is a pretty good line from old Dale.
Stores. North Texas pastor has raised some eyebrows at his spicy sermon.
Pastor Andrew Worley is preaching sex to his congregation at the First Baptist Church in Anna. He's challenging his small-town flock to have sex with their spouses at least 100 times a year. He says it's an important step for building strong marriages. Pastor also wants the couples to put aside a dollar each time so that they can buy gifts for each other. It works for you, doesn't it?
Oh, I've been married 26 years, and I don't think we're at 100 yet.
Oh, I'm pretty pathetic.
I've got to do the math on that.
Go for it. Be fruitful and multiply.
That's scary.
Well, he wants me to say.
We're done.
E! News is over.
Yes. I had a laugh out loud moment at my house after that because, you know, Dale's like standing there and he's got a Hawaiian shirt on looking all stupid, you know. I don't think in 26 years of marriage I've had sex 100 times yet. All right, let's get to, you mentioned this the other day, or yesterday, Danny, that Noxie had another funny moment. By the way, so we played the Jim Knox, the Rogan reporter at the Ranger game. He had a moment where, if we could pull this up, we buried the lead on this because he was interviewing a guy from England and a guy from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, he told the guy from South Africa, he said, well, good day, mate. And according to people that are emailing, this is a common occurrence with Noxie. Like, he always throws it back if there's somebody with an accent that he does say, good day, mate.
Okay.
I don't watch enough. It seems like you would know this better than anyone.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't pay that much attention to what Noxie's up to.
Wow.
I'm not as obsessed with him as everybody else is. I'm watching the game, man.
Really?
I'm watching baseball.
You don't need announcers and wacky bits in the stands, do you?
No, I don't need announcers and wacky bits. I'm into the game.
I'm boring.
And you are too, because I love the Rangers. And I'm really pissed off about what happened today.
I am too.
Well, all right, so play the big blunder here when he's interviewing the guy from England and South Africa.
Hey, Josh, real quick, we have a first here at the ballpark. This is Michael, Shane, and Brim. Michael and Shane from England. They live in England. Brim from East Africa. And this is your very
first
baseball game.
East Africa. So he's like from Mogadishu.
This is a lifelong ambition fulfilled for me tonight.
You got West Africa, you got East Africa.
East Africa.
Yeah, you got East.
Is that like Chad and stuff?
That's like Somalia.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's in East Africa?
Yes.
Egypt's in East Africa.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so he has...
Where's the Congo these days?
It's probably still in the same place it was yesterday.
These days?
Well, does it still exist?
The Congo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of hey, the lay of the land changes just about every day over there. Have a lot of takeovers. New kings take over.
So he interviewed a guy with a bucket?
Cobra.
Yeah, a dude with a bucket and a stick.
And he was just beating on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think something might be wrong with this guy.
All right, and he really wouldn't respond to anything?
Not a lot. He's just going, let's go, Rangers, let's go.
And then he tries to throw it back to Josh and Tom, and it gets awkward?
It gets real uncomfortable.
All right.
We go to Jim Knox.
Yeah. All right, Josh, making a lot of noise.
That's
out
him.
Here. It's Jerry and Amanda Peppers, a husband-wife team, season ticket holders, and really getting the crowd going. Jerry's from Hearst. Jerry, how many games are you trying to come to each and every year?
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. This is your first time you ever came painted, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
To get the Ranger, the Texas Rangers to number one.
Uh-huh. You got the bucket, and you just made it right there. Amanda, I don't hear you over there. What's going on? There we go. We got
nothing.
We also got his glove, the net right here, and he's making a lot of noise, beef jerky, and we've got
beef
that going
jerky
in the face painted right there. All right, let's get the crowd
just
going there, Jerry.
The
nice
drum.
Work. Nice work.
Thank you, Jim. You got anything, Tech?
No, I don't have any beef jerky. No. I know that.
You got anything, Tech? No.
No.
That silence was great, and you should have seen this dude, man.
Ooh. I feel so bad for Noxie. Just trying to get the Rangers to number one.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
These
are your people, by the way. Those are your people.
He's beating Noxie's like the guy's beating on the drum. He puts the mic in front of the wife's mouth. She says nothing. Mm-hmm. So Noxie picks up a fishing net and a bag of beef jerky. Yeah, we got a net here, and here's some beef jerky.
I mean, what the hell?
Gives a damn.
Here's a net and some beef jerky, Tom.
So you're telling me that nobody shows up at OU football with a fishing net and beef jerky? They're your people too, Holmes.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do not.
They do too.
What do they need the fishing net for?
I don't know.
To get Duke Robinson sweatbands?
Probably. Or not his Phil Lodeholtz, for sure.
Embrace your people.
I do embrace
them. They're all trying to make the Rangers to number one.
That's right. They want the Rangers ranked number one in the BCS this week.
Let's go, Rangers. Don't.
Yeah, that's what we all say.
Oh, God. All right.
That was great. Let's go to happy hour.
What else you got?
I just got a text from Fitz, who works over there. He says, the same guys were there today, upper deck, all alone, beating on the same effing drum.
What's worse, them or Woodblock guy?
Them. Them.
No.
At least Woodblock guy can go home and look at his banners.
Yeah, at least Woodblock guy went to Guitar Center to the percussion department and actually purchased something. This guy got a plastic bucket out of his garage.
And takes creativity to make a percussion instrument out of a bucket.
And a stick out of his yard.
Right. And beef jerky at 7-Eleven.
Poor Noxie. Poor.
No.
Poor.
Does he like what
Noxie
he does?
Yes, he told me.
He really does?
He told me when he said, hey, it's Corby Davidson from The Ticket. He told me that he goes, hey, ease up on how you're talking about my having the worst job in the Dallas media. Look at me out here. It's a fun time.
I like your impression of him.
He's always real animated, you know.
Is he still real buff?
Oh, yeah, he's in great shape. Look at me. Look, feel my bicep, Cobra.
No, he did not.
God, I wish he would have, though. Would have been awesome.
All right, we got to go.
So I guess that means Fun with Real Audio
is
over, huh?
It is. We have even better
things. Man, we just can't keep anything going on this show. 551 here on The Ticket.
Nice.